Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Numbers 36, Psalm 80, Isaiah 28, and 2 John chapter 1. Now there are many of times in our home where my children argue about whose is whose. Like my son, who is on the autism spectrum, he demonstrates difficulty understanding the concept of possessions. He looks upon the things in our home, and I believe in most of the world, and simply believes that they are all his, or at least potentially his. Now, my daughter has a very clear recognition of what belongs to her, what she's been given, or what she has earned, and as a result, she is often up in arms when she believes that what was hers is now lost or taken by someone else. Now, when we come to the text today in Numbers 36, as well as in our reading in Psalm 80, there is a theme of inheritance and restoration. In Numbers, we see the people of Israel looking at their inheritance in light of God's decree that each tribe should have their own very unique and preordained inheritance from God. And there was a dispute that arose, however, when one tribe member's inheritance would be passed on to his daughter. There was a concern because by customs, as they married, the inheritance would go then on to the family of the man that they married. Now, this would not be an issue except for the fact that they may bring the inheritance from one tribe to another tribe if they married outside of their natural tribe, thus disrupting the preordained tribal inheritances. Now, the issue at play here is that in the year of Jubilee, that which belongs to each tribe goes back to that tribe. However, anything that belongs to the daughters would now be permanently transferred to the tribe of their husband. Right? It gets complicated, huh? I mean, the year of Jubilee is a very interesting concept that we have addressed in previous episodes, like episode 25 and especially in episode 111. It was a God-commanded reset of a year that happened every 49 years, and on the 50th year, things would reset. And it worked to prevent families from becoming overwhelmingly rich and others from becoming overwhelmingly poor across multiple generations. The idea was simple. What God had given and planned for each tribe was to be for that tribe. And what God had planned and had given for each family was for that family. Despite what decisions, mistakes, successes happened over the time in between Jubilees. So God is always in the business of restoring. Psalm 80, verse 3 tells us this, and this was the cry, you know, in the psalmist in that verse. He says, "Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved." There was a recognition of their past state and asking God to restore it. After a season of sinfulness and falling away, a cry rang out for restoration. Despite what happens over seasons of the lives of those who belong to God, those who are the inheritance of Christ, there will be a jubilee, a restoration. That is actually what Jesus proclaimed when he began ministry and essentially said, "The eternal year of jubilee has come." You can experience that reset right now. You can experience that restoration in him. There is no need to wait 49 more years. Jesus says, "I am your jubilee. The inheritance that I bought for you is yours now. The restoration has come and is coming." In Christ, God is always restoring things back to their intended manner. He is at work in your life right now, restoring shalom, restoring joy, restoring confidence. Receive his restoration and live like it's truly the year of Jubilee. Let's pray for that right now.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are a restoring God, that you preordained, you pre-planned what would be ours, Lord God, and you made way for us to receive it, Lord. And we thank you that despite anything that we may have done, any things that we may have walked through in our lives, Lord God, that you are doing the work of restoration, Lord. We thank you that we don't have to fight for our inheritance. We simply persevere in our abiding in you. And we thank you that you worked for us. We love you and we receive the Jubilee right now. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.